Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Department of Justice has announced the Place to Worship Initiative, which will focus on protecting the ability of houses of worship and other religious institutions to build, expand, buy, or rent facilities as provided by the land use provisions of the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, also known as RLUIPA. This is a good development. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, under the Trump administration, Matt, there have been significant changes. In fact, this administration has been the most pro-religious freedom administration in modern history, and that goes all the way back even to Ronald Reagan. There's been no other president that has been this pro-religious freedom or this pro-life, this pro-America, or certainly this pro-Israel than President Donald Trump. And now the Department of Justice, under Jeff Sessions, have issued this Place of Worship initiative. And this will ultimately help protect houses of worship, churches, for example, that ultimately are discriminated against because they are churches. And zoning laws ultimately try to prohibit them from worshiping or locating in certain areas. So this is a good development.
Very good development. And boy, what a difference a few years makes. Amen. You'll recall that a few years back, Liberty Counsel broke the story when we had some informants inside the DOJ sharing information that was being disseminated, forcing DOJ employees to participate in celebration of LGBT Pride Month and all of these things, actually forcing them to participate. And silence, you'll recall, was construed as opposition. I mean, you were forced to actually celebrate. You couldn't even remain silent. I mean, this was a scary time under the Obama administration. What a different Department of Justice we have under the Trump administration right now.
Yeah, it certainly is different. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Constitution doesn't just protect freedom to worship in private, it protects the public exercises of religious belief, including where people worship together. Under the laws of this country, government cannot discriminate against people based on their religion, not in law enforcement, not in grant making, not in hiring, and not in local zoning laws. President Trump, he goes on to say, is an unwavering defender of the right of free exercise, and under his leadership, the Department of Justice is standing up for the rights of all Americans. Now, as a result of this, this was announced on June the 13th. It was on that day or just the day after that, the Department of Justice already, with this initiative, got involved in a case in New Jersey, in New York. And in this particular city, it's interesting that the city, some years ago, was created to keep Jews out, to keep certain kinds of Jews out. Now it's not anti-Semitism, per se, from what I understand. It's actually liberal Jews wanting to keep Orthodox Jews from having a synagogue in their community. So it's a fight among Jews. And they have ultimately not only applied this to the Orthodox community, but they've tried to literally stamp them out. It's a bizarre situation. It would be covered by the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. But there had been no development. In fact, it's amazing because I was in Washington, D.C., speaking with other attorneys. We were having some meetings there, and this particular issue came up. After our meeting was over, this DOJ initiative was announced, and we got word of it. It's the following day that the DOJ ultimately got involved in the very case that we were talking about.
Wow.
It's amazing to stop that discrimination. You know, whether it's secular Jews wanting to keep out Orthodox Jews, or whether it's secularist wanting to keep out Christians, and you find that in some of these zoning issues where they will have you jump through hoops. They won't grant you the right to have your church in a storefront, but other people can have their places in a storefront. They'll do anything they can to oftentimes put hurdles in front of churches so that churches can't stop. It's going to be the same thing. You have freedom of worship in this country, freedom of religion. And the RLUIPA law, Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, was designed specifically for these cases where we have seen zoning laws zone churches literally out of the city so that you can't even have a church inside the city. We filed suit against those, and we have won. Now, what we see here is the Department of Justice, the highest law enforcement office in the country, is going to take note of this, and they're not going to be sitting back and watching these things happen and working on other things that have no consequence, if you will, like what was happening during the Obama administration. They're going to take a proactive position to protect religious freedom. And we've already seen the very first action of the DOJ on this issue.
So now, according to law now, this law, they have to allow that city that you were talking about earlier, they have to allow them to have that synagogue, right?
That's right. And they would, you know, Orthodox Jews, for example, they have restrictions on how far they can walk on Shabbat, Sabbath.
Because it's considered work.
Because it's considered work. If they walk, you read in the New Testament about a Sabbath day's journey. And they will not ride public transportation because that's work or commercial. Right. They won't take motor vehicles. So they need to have their place of worship, if they're going to live in the city, someplace nearby.
Close vicinity, yeah.
Right. And, you know, churches don't have that same restriction that you need to have it within a Sabbath day's journey, obviously. But churches also want to be in different places where the people are. Well, what happened in this place in New York, it was a fight among Jews. Secularist Jews didn't want the Orthodox Jews to be there.
Yeah.
So they created the system. The whole town was arranged for this purpose, to keep the Orthodox Jews out. And it's been going on for a while.
Well, the secularists, whether it be secularist Jews or secular so-called progressives, they're engaged in what I call religious cleansing here in the United States. That's an attempt at religious cleansing, to whitewash, to push out of the community into the margins people with whom they disagree. But I'm encouraged to hear you say you were in Washington, D.C., you were talking about this, and then the very next day the DOJ gets on board. This tells me that conservatives and Christians and those who defenders of religious liberty, they have the ear of this president.
Yeah, and I think the fact that the president has taken a very proactive religious freedom position, this is not the first religious freedom promulgation that comes out of the Department of Justice. The DOJ was one of the first after President Donald Trump issued the executive order in 2017 regarding religious freedom. It was one of the first, in fact, I think it was the first agency to ultimately come up with the religious freedom guidelines that all the departments and agencies need to follow, protecting religious freedom. And this is, you know, religious freedom, you go back to the founding of this country. Why was this country founded? Well, because our ancestors that came here ultimately were wanting to have a place of religious freedom. They didn't want the government to run religion. They didn't want also to be forced to be participating in supporting a particular religion and thus excluded from having their own free exercise of religion. So that's why we ended up with the First Amendment. That's why every constitution on the state level has a religious freedom protection. That's why it's so important when you have these clashes with religious freedom and the so-called LGBT new created rights, that religious freedom is sacrosanct. It is at the core of our freedom. We, as a people, have put a high value on that, and previous administrations have not. Certainly, the Obama administration did not. The Obama administration lost a 9-0 case at the Supreme Court, 9-0, when it argued against religious freedom. And so here we have a complete switch where the Department of Justice is now very much pro-religious freedom because of the leadership of President Donald Trump. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. If you know of situations where churches are being discriminated against, houses of worship, for example, they can't ultimately meet in a particular location, or they're having unusual restrictions put on them to meet or worship, give us a call. 407-875-1776, or go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial partnership, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.